Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scientists working on the coronavirus vaccine announced positive results in an early trial. It's exciting. From here, the vaccine will go through the blind auditions, the battle rounds, and then if it does well there, it's going to Hollywood.
Time to party!
Do you have time?
I think I'm free. Tuesday's open.
Yeah, Tuesday's fine.
Actually, today is Tuesday.
Well, what are we waiting for?
What? I don't know. No reason.
I know a reason.
Time for my favorite show.
My favorite show.
That's like my favorite show ever.
It shows the complete mockery of human relationships.
I know, right? I know.
They're seriously so funny.
Really? Can't wait to hear this.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
Nice work, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is May 19th, and here we are.
Man, it's a wake up on Y98 with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Kevin in the studio, the rest of us broadcasting from home, and we're 2 months into this now.
I know.
Broadcasting from home, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... March 16th that we started all of it.
Just nailing it.
I know. And gosh, I'm really curious, Lance, what the afternoon commute looked like with you know, the rest of the St. Louis County and everything opening up. I'm curious if people were out yesterday and noticed a big difference, or they had to go back to work and there were a lot of people out. You can text us at 314-531-9898. But was the afternoon commute comparable to what you saw in the morning, Lance?
Well, I don't think Mondays essentially are a good gauge, because Mondays can be a little tricky. Fridays can be a little tricky, as far as they do tend to be slightly different than the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a better read on it today. But, you know, the Monday morning commute yesterday was very busy on the front half, and the afternoon commute was busy on the front half. But not, I wouldn't say the back half of either of those rush hours were all that bad. I think there was more volume, but we didn't have a lot of problems. But the busyness was usually at the start of the rush hours. I think we'll get a better gauge on it today.
But more volume than you've seen in the last 2 months.
Oh, well... Generally speaking, yeah, I think it's been ramping up. I noticed even last week, I'm trying to think if that was that Thursday or Friday afternoon? I was driving around at about 2:15 in the afternoon, and I thought to myself, for this time of day, there's a lot of volume out here. So it's gradually been coming back. I did see a stat for April that said, and it was an interesting statistic, that volume on the roadways had been down, generally speaking, in April about 40%, but serious incidents had been down only 14%. So that kind of speaks to people taking a little advantage of the fact of the conditions and just driving a little fast. And
yeah, like speedy Berghoff over
right,
here.
Right, that's right. Hey, I've seen my share of police.
Just one. But yeah, I think with the fewer people on the roads, everybody feels like, let's try this out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think... You know, there was a stretch there when the quarantine first kind of started happening where we had a lot of speeding going on. I think the best or the top speed we saw was 143 in the afternoon one day.
Kevin, so, come on.
But
I know, you can't believe a Fiesta can go that fast.
It was pretty common to see speeds over the last few weeks.
Man.
To see it today. This the home studio now, just a part of my place.
Yeah.
I'm completely used to it. I had to bring a few things to my parents, though, to make some room. Just, you know, there were lamps that were, like, on the floor. You know, things I had replaced with this stuff that I'm like, all right, that's... There's no room for that anymore.
Yeah, because you have a big setup. You were talking about different... I was talking about what I have to do if I cough or sneeze. I have to unplug the microphone. Because in the studio, we have something called a cough button. You press it, and it kind of mutes your microphone. I don't have that here. Tim has a mute button. He has, like, different things. I basically have, like, a Kleenex box with a couple random wires inside. And that's what runs this microphone.
I'm jealous, but yeah, I've got a cough button. I can EQ my whole thing. This thing came with an intern who
grabs
me coffee in the morning. EQ.
What is it?
EQ? Like you like on your radio in your car? There's an EQ
there equalizer. Is.
Yeah, like you set the highs and the lows. You don't know the term EQ?
George
Listen,
does.
George, I understand does. You get it. I don't know.
George is like, hey, I want a little more bottom end of my bark.
You mean like bass and treble?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Highs, lows, mids, that stuff. Anyway.
Got it.
I'm sorry. That one was a bit of a stretch. Keep it more simple the rest of the day. Great show coming up, though. Just heard from Lance Hildebrand. You get to hear from him some more because we're going to do Misconnections at 7:20. We scour Craigslist for some weirdos out there, especially in the time of the lockdown. Things get very interesting. That's coming up at 7:20. We've got Entertainment Schmig. We've got Foodstuffs. And we will be joined by our pal comedian Sean O'Brien around 8:20, I believe. Sean will be calling in to tell us what he's irritated about today, so that'll be good. Let's take a look at your weather right now.
Yesterday wasn't terrible. Rain. A little misty. A little chilly, but could still get outside.
No, it wasn't bad. Yeah, I went for a jog. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
There were times when the sun actually peaked out.
Yeah, we had some good moments for sure.
You went for a jog, so this is part of your, like, Florence and the Machine, dog days are over, you're turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, hit it, Kev.
All right, here we go.
Wow, I was running fast for my mother, fast for my brother, fast for my sister, and my children, and my brothers. And, felt good, guys. You just got to get out there. You got to want it. That's what I said. Oh, hey, well, I'll save some of this and tell you guys later, but there are some fitness things just in the works, okay?
Oh, okay.
You guys aren't even going to recognize me over the Zoom call in a few days. Where was I? Weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to rain today. High 65. It'll get down to 59 tonight. Most of the rain should be just during the day, but then tomorrow, don't worry, more rain. High 70, low of 56 tomorrow. Cloudy and occasional showers. Right now, 57 in the city of St. Louis.
Lance Hildebrand, first look at the roads this morning.
There we go.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Yeah, let's set the way back for just 2 years ago when a very, very famous wedding took place, and this was the couple's first dance song. Harry and Meghan, That is correct. That's crazy. That was just only 2 years ago. And now they're residing in Canada.
No, they're in L.A. They're in L.A. now.
They're in L.A. now?
Yeah.
See, they keep traveling. They keep moving
on.
Yeah.
That was like their first dance song? Like the two of them?
That's what they chose, yes. To dance together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we should have known from the beginning how this was going to turn out. First dance is Whitney Houston dance song.
Yeah.
Not a slow song?
Rebels!
You're heading to Canada, folks. That's all.
I'm sure they looked at real estate there. It's a very beautiful country. All right, let's also look back even further. 58 years ago today, something very famous happened for President John Kennedy. And we know it because, well, we have the audio of one Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
It was his birthday?
Yeah, it was not his birthday, actually. His birthday actually is May 29th, but they had a huge gathering back in 1962 at Madison Square Garden to do a celebratory birthday for the president. And then Marilyn Monroe came up and did that rendition of Happy Birthday.
And made everybody uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really uncomfortable.
And watching the video, you see one of the Rat Packers, Peter Lawford, there introducing her. And then after she sings, she stumbles a little bit and they kind of escort her off stage. So the rumors have always persisted that she was probably drunk when she did that rendition.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent today of what that would be like or feel. Right. You know what I mean?
And like Rat Packers being at the president's birthday, like what would that be like? Leonardo DiCaprio and his whole crew hanging out with the president?
It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah,
but
right?
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. Every time I hear that clip, I'm just uncomfortable, mostly for Jackie, but for everybody.
Yeah. And one more thing, and it's not a huge deal, but it was, well, it's to any Star Wars fan, it's a huge deal, because on this day, back in 2005, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, the final prequel, hit theaters.
Still haven't seen it.
Really?
That one's the best of the prequels.
The best of the prequels, yeah. And
and it's the one that takes you right up to A New Hope.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
It's the one that makes, you know, it's the creation of Darth Vader.
I mean, you talk about how Marilyn Monroe made you uncomfortable. Anakin Skywalker and Natalie Portman's relationship, like...
I mean, their acting?
Their acting made me highly uncomfortable. Like, I'm supposed to believe that those two, like, fall in love?
Yeah. Mm.
Get out of here.
Hayden Christensen was just so... rough.
So wooden, yeah.
Oh, so is Natalie Portman, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
really?
Not good.
Portman?
A little bit.
Oh, I wouldn't blame her for this. She's as good as it gets. She's a great actor.
She's a great actress. Not in that one.
I don't know. I feel like she delivers. I feel like he's just weighing it down. She's working with what she gets.
Yeah.
Portman's out there teaching master classes on acting.
Did you see her in Jackie?
No, is she not good in it?
Not great.
Mm.
Huh. I don't know. I mean, I watched it in the last year, and I thought she delivered. Hmm. She's bad in Jackie, huh?
Yeah, that's okay.
Why is she teaching master classes?
I don't know.
Just filling some time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to reevaluate all of this. In the meantime, here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right, in Hillsborough, got a...
.98. Take a deep breath. It's the start of another day. It's the wake up with Jen and Tim and Kevin and Lance at 6:04.
Yeah, it's weird as everything's kind of slowly reopening. Being in Illinois and watching, you know, what my wife has to go through as they plan or they're hoping to see what the next school year is going to be has been very interesting because they kind of get like different They have all these Zoom meetings, and then they talk about, here's one of the schedules they could do. Or it could be this, or it could be this. So the scenarios they're talking about now are half the kids go on Monday, half the kids then go on Tuesday, you know, and then the other, you know, back and forth, and then Friday's a virtual learning day.
Wow.
So that's one possibility.
All right.
The other one is the half school day, where half the kids come in the morning, and the other half come in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like there's just so many.
It's so interesting.
Different scenarios. And a lot of it depends on, I think, also, too, how the reopenings go right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and the school districts, you know, some people are saying it's so early, but the school district really, this is going to take a while to set into motion. And yeah, they have to come up with a couple different plans. They're not going to know for sure right now until we see what the next opening now, we're going to see what that looks like in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right. And the difficulty is for parents, too, because, you know, they've got to sit down and look at their, you know, as they look to, as they start going back to work.
I can't imagine. I'm talking to friends who have young kids whose preschools haven't opened yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a friend who's been furloughed. I have, like, multiple friends who have been furloughed or who have lost their jobs. But one who's been furloughed has young kids, and her job has kind of approached her and said, okay, we think we're ready for you to come back. And she said, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't because my kids don't have childcare.
Well, and then the other thing too is, you know, I overheard this as they said, if you know, as the kids go back to school, if one child in the school tests positive for COVID-19, they have to shut the school down for 2 weeks. And you're going, whoa.
Well, then the pressure's on for. That's really tough.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, so uncertain is maybe the right word for it. And it's, I mean, as I said, this is all up in the air. This is all speculation. This is all talking through to see where things might be. But wow, you know, as even more restaurants go back, as even more people go back, and the precautions, I mean, I was watching the news last night, and some of the precautions they're doing is just phenomenal. You're just like, wow, I never thought about that. Or holy cow, the added expense or the added time to that.
Yeah.
With the schools planning for the fall, I wonder what happens if, you know, we're seeing places open up. What if everything is sort of fine? You know what I mean? Like, what if it all goes absolutely as well as could be expected? Will schools approach the fall more normally, you think?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, I think you could always. It's way easier to proceed with caution and then just say, never mind, we're going back to a regular school day.
Yeah, but just have that plan in place every other day, and then virtual Fridays is really interesting. And I can't imagine how long, I can't imagine a year of school going like that. Be like, oh yeah, that was that year we just showed up 2 days a week.
Right, you know, and yeah. It's weird too, because like we also got the notice yesterday that my kids were going to go to the Nature Institute for camp. That has unfortunately been canceled for the summer. So I saw that too, the Alton, you know, Parks and Rec and all their sport activities. Unfortunately, those have been canceled for the summer. And you're like, oh, man. But you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
I think they're all kind of like, you know, where does this start? When does this start? So it's interesting to see and, you know, watch, as I said, watching St. Louis slowly reopen, you know. And you know other states are watching this happen to see, okay, how does this go? And our fingers are crossed that it goes very well.
Yeah, childcare is a big component of this reopening, or lack of childcare and lack of camps.
Yeah.
I was one of my neighbors came home early from college, you know, as all the colleges closed down early, and she goes to college out in California, and they were talking about virtual learning there. And whether people are going back, because it is an expensive school to just learn virtually.
Yeah.
Oh,
not to
yeah,
mention that you miss out on the college experience.
Yeah. I mean, boy, I didn't even think about that. Are they still paying the same tuition?
Yes. So that was the other thing. There are lawsuits filed against some of these colleges because obviously you're not paying room and board. They've prorated or refunded your money on that end for the months you're not living in the dorms, but tuition is the same. And yeah, some of these colleges are really expensive, and kids are considering taking a semester off or taking a year off until this settles because they don't want to pay that much money to be in their parents' basement learning.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's
wild the effects it's going to have. And just that, you know, 20, 30, the rest of our lives, you're going to hear people who, you know, made certain decisions because of this time and what was going on. You know what I mean? Whether they ended up changing careers or they took a year off school or whatever. You know, people are going to have that time, you know, and for some people to be, that's when I made my solo album.
What would you do if you were a freshman? What would you do if you were a freshman? Think about your freshman college experience, like moving away from home and going to the dorms and meeting new friends. Like, if you were about to be a freshman in college, would you still go? Would you hold off?
I don't know. I don't know enough about what's being presented, like what they're doing. You know,
right.
Like, I'm sure there is a, okay, this is what it's going to look like, and here's the dorm situation, and here's the, I freshman year moved right into a fraternity house, which I can't think of a more sanitary place. So who knows? I wonder, I think that's still how it is at Mizzou.
Oh my God, you moved right into the fraternity house?
Yeah, which broke my mom's heart, but I can't imagine now with a virus going on how many parents are going to be like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Kate would put the smack down.
Yeah. It wasn't a place I would describe as clean. I don't know. I'll think about it. If you've got a weird situation or choices to make or something like that, we want to hear about it. 314-531-9898. How's all this affected your life? Let us know. In the meantime, Lance Hildebrand with another look at your roads.
Let's start out in the Westplex. We had a story.
Swift on the Wake Up on 198, who had that ABC concert special on Sunday night, a concert filmed back in September in Paris. We started watching it last night. I thought my daughter would be super excited, and she turned and said, I'm building, and turned her back to Taylor Swift and started building Legos.
Wow.
So, you know, can't complain. Can't complain about that if she wants to be an architect and not a musician. That's fine.
Dueling feminists then going on in your house. You got Taylor up there singing, and then Nora's just building something.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a builder. I don't have time for this.
I totally get it. Okay. The Taylor Swift concert, great, by the way. Every time I see Taylor perform live, whether it's, you know, on TV or what, I'm just like, yep, there's a reason she's as big as she is.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so good. Did you watch more of it? Did you turn it off?
She didn't want to watch it, so I was like, well, I'm sure she's going to want to watch it at some point. And so then we turned on The Last Dance and started, we kind of dove into the Michael Jordan documentary. We're a little late to the game, but we watched episode one.
Also solid. I did some viewing last night. I dove into Dead to Me. I'm pumped for. I mean,
fantastic, fantastic.
Did you finish it?
Sarah and I finished it over the weekend. So good. So good.
First season or second season?
Second season. And you know what's weird is I told you I'm watching.
No, but Tim, first season, second season.
Second season. What am I, an amateur?
I don't know. I didn't know you watched the first season.
But I didn't realize because we watched Succession on HBO. Also,
no spoilers, Kev.
No, I'll give you no spoilers, but Succession, also Adam McKay and Will Ferrell. So is Dead to Me. Also produced and written by Adam McKay and Will Ferrell.
Not written by the two of them, but at least produced.
You know, and watching it, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, the way they use certain curse words, you understand, but it's still very, very entertaining.
Dead to Me is so good.
Did you watch the new season?
I'm halfway through.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited about it. And then we're going to save this, but I also knocked out the latest 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. We're going to get into that later. Specifically, we're going to talk about Jeffrey and Varya. So text your thoughts now because we're going to hit that later. 314-531-9898. Was delighted last week to find out how many listeners are watching 90 Day Fiancé with me.
Yeah.
It feels real good. In other news from yesterday, so we ordered rollerblades.
You did.
Been talking about it for a while. The love interest chose to surprise me by ordering them. She couldn't wait until they showed up.
She was like,
I have to tell you. So yesterday was the day, based on the tracking. So all day we checked and checked and checked, and they never showed up.
Oh, that's the worst when it's set, when it looks like it's showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't.
Yeah, roll, I mean, it was like Christmas all day, and Santa just never shows up is what it felt like. However, our wrist guards did show up, so we had a little fun with those. The
practice
wrist guards.
Falling and stuff.
Exactly, and just looked cool. I mean, we did some poses. You feel like you're in the future for some reason. I don't know why. I've never worn a wrist guard in my entire life.
Really?
Until last night. Mm. Yeah, and it's empowering.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like you can do anything.
Get Nora a wrist guard if you want to make sure feel.
Oh, Nora has the wrist guards. I ordered the whole set when she got her rollerblades a few weeks ago. And the wrist guards are the only things that fit. The elbow guards and the knee guards like slip off her arms and legs.
Oh.
I can't tighten them enough. So she wears the wrist guards and we like keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. But also, you know, there are a lot of kids on our street. So while she's out rollerblading, sometimes there are lots of kids. And the other day I said, I need to be outside with you to make sure you're social distancing while rollerblading. And man, she can really move on those things. I was like sprinting through my neighborhood. I finally told her we needed to take a break and I came inside like out of breath and
told
him that he needed to take over. So I think I have to buy a pair of rollerblades so I can keep up with her.
Also ask if she'd be interested in racing me sometime this week, because I cannot wait.
She's fast. She's
I'm
pretty fast.
I'm going to race all the children. It's going to be great. I've got wrist guards so nothing can hurt me.
Here's the thing. She, low center of gravity. So low center of gravity doesn't take very long for them to figure it out, and they're pretty fearless.
Yeah. You know what I've got?
What?
Lots of heart.
Okay. Entertainment Schmig is up in a minute. Did
you
someone
put that heart on eight wheels and nothing can stop me? Schmig's in a bit.
We'll talk about Ryan Seacrest and what happened during the American Idol finale in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. We talked yesterday about American Idol and the winner and how the winner, by the way, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it still, just Sam crowned this season's winner. We also talked about how Lionel Richie got the top 11 and passed American Idol contestants together to sing We Are the World, but we did not talk about Ryan Seacrest and what was going on with his face. People yesterday speculating that Ryan Seacrest had a stroke. At one point, he was speaking, and both his eyes look the same size, and then he comes back, and one eye is considerably larger than the other. It's like he looked really surprised, but only on one side. Kev, you have audio from this?
Yeah, take a listen.
Where it sounds like he's slurring his speech.
A little bit.
Cynthia Erivo and the top 11 right there. You can catch her playing Aretha Franklin on the National Geographic Limited Series, Genius Aretha, premiering this fall.
So people were wondering if he had a stroke or some sort of neurological episode, and then it kind of heightened because yesterday he was not on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Kelly Ripa's husband Mark Consuelos took over, so everyone was like, what is going on? Ryan Seacrest rep says he's adjusting to the new normal, finding work-home balance with the added stress of having to put on live shows from home. I understand that. But seriously, what was going on with his eye? You can't do that. You can't make one eye bigger than the other like he did. Something is clearly not right.
Yeah, I feel bad for. I mean, that's
scary for that to happen on live TV.
It is, but also probably super embarrassing. And whatever it is, that's his deal. You know what I mean? It's too bad that people are. I don't know. You go on live TV, especially somebody who's been on live TV as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and that this is the only little weird thing that's gone on is impressive. He's good at his job, but yeah, you hope everything's okay. But I don't know. People are jumping. I would just hate to be in his position. That's all I think about.
I know, but I can't help but speculate. It almost looks like Bell's palsy, where one side of your face becomes paralyzed. Because when that happens, your eye gets bigger. Because it was the eye that got bigger. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Let's move on. Let's move on to one of his American Idol co-workers, Katy Perry, one of the judges on American Idol. And she is going to kick off Good Morning America's summer concert series, being done, of course, virtually. Gosh, that'll be interesting. GMA going ahead with their summer concert series. I wonder if the Today Show will do theirs virtually as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to look like all the other TV performances we've gotten from the late night shows and SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am. I don't know. Yeah. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're a little underwhelming.
Brian Austin Green confirmed that yes, in fact, after his cryptic Instagram post, he and Megan Fox have split. He is not the only one looking for love. Matthew Perry is on the dating app Raya. So he was on the dating app. Then he was dating this talent manager, Molly Hurwitz. They split earlier this month, and he is back on the dating app and messaging women and getting back into online dating again.
And also really hoping that Megan Fox shows up on there as well.
I have a feeling Megan Fox is not showing up on a dating app.
I don't know.
You think?
Okay. I have no idea.
Let's talk sequels here. Scream 5.
Look out.
Yes. Look out. David Arquette coming back to play Dewey Riley in Scream 5. He was in the first four. It sounds like Neve Campbell might be coming back too, but that is not confirmed. David is definitely a done deal.
Yeah, I mean, when you think David Arquette success, that's what you think of, right? It's not like he's done. I don't know. I imagine they didn't have to call him too many times before he called him back.
Right. He might have called them. We don't know.
Right. Scream 5, I'm telling you.
Dewey has to be in this one.
Legally Blonde 3. Officially underway. Reese Witherspoon will be back. And Mindy Kaling is one of two people writing the screenplay. Ooh. Get excited.
I'm a Mindy fan.
I am.
Not a big Reese fan.
Not a big Reese fan?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
We just give her a pat. I mean, she did some weird stuff. And I don't think she's all that terrific of an actress. I said it, America.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not taking a master class from her anytime soon.
Season finale of The Voice tonight on NBC. You also ahead of tomorrow night's final unmasking, the Masked Singer finals tomorrow. The road to the finals is tonight. So if you haven't watched it all season, this is like your recap tonight on Fox. You also have the 8th season finale of Vanderpump Rules. Patton Oswalt's new stand-up special comes out on Netflix today. And if you can't get enough of Michael Jordan's documentary, The Last Dance, there's a one-hour special on ABC after The Last Dance with Stephen A. Smith.
Oh. And what, does he sit down with different people involved? Is Michael there?
Just a one-hour special, kind of recapping everything.
Okay. I love Stephen A. Smith. Talk about LeBron James.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, and you can see the video of Ryan Seacrest, if you're curious, online at Y98.com.
Trust him. He's only here for one thing, but so am I.
Last Dance. We've already mentioned it this morning a couple times, and it's official. It's the most watched documentary in ESPN history. It started off that way. It ended that way. ESPN's very happy with the results from that one. And, you know, in light of Michael kind of being in the limelight, there was a poll that came out, too. Who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? 73% picked his airness as a superior to LeBron James. They even split it between age groups. If you were 18 to 34, 66% thought Jordan was better. 35 and older, it was 79% who thought Jordan was better. And they had 17 specific questions. Jordan won, was picked number one over LeBron in all of the questions, including who was the better passer, who had the better sneaker, who came through better in the clutch. You
wow.
get the idea.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, especially with the movie having just right. come out, it's. I think everybody's pretty enamored with. I mean, I say Michael all day long, but oh, yeah. It's also, you know, even people who were maybe on the fence before that documentary just kind of glamorizes how great of a player he was, which he was. It's all legitimate, but it's also hard not to be in love with all that right now. Whereas LeBron hasn't stepped on a court in a while.
True, but. LeBron's been in action more recently, so, you know, top of mind, you're going to think maybe LeBron is more recent in people's memory, but pretty much, I mean, whenever you compare the two, and there was a story that came out last week, too, I can't remember who it was, but they said that the competition, the level of competition that Jordan played against versus what LeBron is playing against, Jordan played against a much tougher league.
And, really?
You know, you can open that up to debate, too. But they were saying that Jordan was not only a better player, but played against better competition than LeBron does. So, again, up for debate. We have our Tom Brady moratorium, but I will toss in a story when it especially makes him look not so great. He has, you know, we all know about the annoying TB12, okay? So, he has an interesting history of pushing supplements at exorbitant prices. Witness the $100 recovery pajamas.
What? So
who can forget anti-concussion water?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, now, he doesn't get concussed. He's never had a concussion because he drinks so much water or something.
Well, who knows?
He doesn't need to wear sunscreen because he drinks so much
water. That's what it was.
Yeah. Cool. Well, now with the pandemic full on, he's announced his latest product, came out yesterday. It's an immunity blend supplement called Protect.
Oh, great. What's in this immunity blend?
Let's see if there's any details.
A mask. Some Clorox wipes.
It says it's generally similar to your basic emergency or immune support vitamin supplement, but it's got his name on it,
yeah,
and it's $45 bucks.
How long does it last you?
Not long enough at $45 bucks.
Through the rest of the pandemic.
Yeah, right. Let's turn to baseball. It was on this date back in 1979 where the Philadelphia Phillies wore for the first and only time their all burgundy uniforms. Burgundy jerseys, burgundy hats, burgundy pants, burgundy belts. White on burgundy. You can see a picture of it. It's pretty notorious for being a ugly uniform. You can see a picture of it on my Twitter feed at Y98Lance on Twitter. While we're talking about baseball, Bartolo Colon says he wants to make it back to the major leagues. Well,
oh,
you know, that's
love it.
That's anybody's dream, but Bartolo Colon is almost 47. He last pitched in the majors in 2018, but he almost threw a perfect game that year when he was, at that time, 44. He went 7-12 with the Rangers in 2018. 28 starts, ERA wasn't great, but he says he would love to come back to the Mets. And he had some interesting times when he was a Met, hitting a home run. Look up Bartolo Colon, New York Mets. You'll see some interesting stuff on Google. There's a major league, well, let me go with this one first off. Cardinals, there's a report out with that in 2020, with no fans in attendance, the St. Louis Cardinals are projected to lose $136 million. Ouch. Yeah, that's bad on the budget. That's a bad-looking spreadsheet. But let's end with something fun to talk about.
I'll order a few more bobbleheads if that helps.
Oh, funny you should bring that up, because we're going to end with a story that you can check out on MLB.com, the Major League Baseball website. Weirdest promotional item ever by team. There's some good ones. There's a couple bobbleheads on there for you, Tim. Some of the highlights, the San Diego Padres, their weirdest promotional item ever back in the 1970s. They gave away a foot rub from shortstop Enzo Hernandez.
Incredible. The first 20,000?
No, I think they just gave away one. The Dodgers at one point gave away a Babe Ruth bobblehead. Huh? Why? Well, Babe Ruth was a Dodgers coach in 1938 after he'd retired. So they actually gave away a Babe Ruth bobblehead, and he's wearing a Dodgers uniform. Early in their existence, the Miami Marlins, then the Florida Marlins, gave away... they gave one kid a bar mitzvah. bar mitzvah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some other good ones on there. Those are just the highlights. And the one that they list, and now if you're a longtime Cardinals fan, you might think to yourself, oh, it's got to be seat cushion night. Way back in the 80s when the Cardinals, I think that was an extra inning game that was won by a Tommy Herr, if I remember this correctly, a Tommy Herr walk-off home run on seat cushion night, and the place went nuts. All those seat cushions, not many of them made it home. They made it out onto the field as everybody celebrated by throwing the seat cushions out there. But what they list on MLB.com is the Stan Musial harmonica giveaway in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's weird. I don't think that's weird at all.
It's unique, for sure.
And, you know, if you
Stan, yeah.
If you know Stan and the lore of Stan and his standing in the Cardinals history, harmonica night is not as weird as a bar mitzvah or a foot rub. But you can see the whole list. There's a couple car giveaways that are mentioned in there that are pretty interesting, too. The whole list
I'm still picturing Edgar Renteria reading from the Torah.
Didn't make the list, but you can check it out at MLB.com.
Lizzo on Y98. It is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you're not following us on Instagram, do it. At The Wake Up Y98. We've been posting videos of all of the cage matches that we do every Wednesday. We just posted the last one, and it's the flatulence one that we said we'll never do again. But it's worth watching out. On Instagram now, at The Wake Up Y98.
You're like, man, fart jokes. Writing fart jokes must have been tough, but it was a breeze. All right. Good news.
Still
stories.
Trying to get him in.
All right. Lizzo made you feel good, and hopefully these stories will make you feel even better. We talked yesterday about how the Plano, Texas high school band teachers went to every single senior kid in the band's house, senior kid's house who is in the band, and played the fight song with them one last time. There's a trumpet player near Sacramento, California. Doesn't teach high school band. He's just been driving around looking for lawn signs that say 2020 graduate. Then he sets up outside their house and plays Pomp and Circumstance. We learned about it because a parent posted the video of her daughter crying as she watched this random stranger just play Pomp and Circumstance on her front lawn.
Real question. Do you guys have a sign for fifth grade graduation? No, seriously.
You son of a gun.
No, seriously. Is there a sign involved in that?
I'm not allowed to talk about the surprise. No. But yes.
All right.
I don't know what we're talking about right now, but okay.
There's a trumpet
I can talk
player.
About it in the good news tomorrow. How about that? Okay. More good news.
There's the trumpet player for fifth grade graduation.
What is that?
Dynasty.
Dynasty. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This woman's pretty remarkable. teachers, they're just amazing during this time. It doesn't matter what country. And Miss Ingeborg decided to surprise all of her Dutch students. When school closed, it hit her really hard. She missed all of her student, all of her 23 students. And one day on Pinterest, she saw a little knitted doll. She had never picked up knitting needles before, but she decided, all right, let's do it. She must have had some lessons. She just didn't know how to, like, knit an actual doll. She went to work and made 23 dolls, one of each one of her students. So many details on these. If someone wore glasses, she knitted glasses, the freckles, their hair color, their outfits that they normally wear, didn't matter. And she posted a picture of every single one of these little dolls. They are adorable. They're all about like two, three inches tall. You can see a picture of these dolls at Y98.com. Another person who has beat coronavirus with a great story. They talked about Robert Bates. He was one of three men from his company in World War II to survive when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. After World War II, he went home, he became a postal worker, and he has been living at a senior living center for the last 5 years. He tested positive for COVID-19 and spent a few weeks in the Indianapolis VA hospital fighting double pneumonia. But he has defeated coronavirus and has returned to his nursing home. Even crazier, when they first said it, they're like, 91-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor beats coronavirus. But then they found out, like so many people from this greatest generation, he lied about his age to enlist in the U.S. Army when he was younger, and he's actually 98.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, pretty incredible. So he said that he's getting stronger every day, and he hasn't given up his fight. Jeez. Greatest generation.
That's a tough guy.
I know. And some other good news. This is like good news, bad news. Okay, depending on how you look at it. There have been lots of shortages during this time. First, toilet paper. We had a listener text in recently when we were talking about impulse purchases, and she said she had to travel all over the joint to try and find an above-ground pool. She finally found one after going to like five different stores because there's an above-ground pool shortage, or like an inflatable pool shortage if you want to get one. Well, now, get ready for a long wait if you're thinking of buying a bike, because bicycles are in short supply, not only because people are choosing them over public transportation in larger cities, but also because people have realized during this time that they're just getting out and exercising more. And they decided that one of the things they wanted to do as a family is ride bikes together. I've seen tons of people riding bikes and tons of people in cars being extremely patient as people ride their bikes around town. So I think I look at a bike shortage as a good thing. Hopefully this is one of the things we continue to do after we get out of this time of corona. More exercising. Tim has his rollerblades. Some people have their bikes. It's good times. There you have it.
Just there. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at the road. Can't have you.
Craigslist missed connections.
Hello, St. Louis.
Let's talk about that fit guy at Tower Grove Park. Are missed connections still a thing, or have I just sunk to a new level of creep? No, they're still a thing. 7:25-ish every Tuesday morning on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98. But I digress. I guess I don't care anymore. I'm looking for the cute guy that kept smiling back at me while I was walking my dog in Tower Grove Park Saturday. Sorry I was too shy to say hi. What are the chances you'll be just as creepy as me and look on Craigslist? Here's to hoping.
Why don't you just go back to the park same time next week?
That's not high tech.
Yeah, I always think I clearly underestimate the amount of people that are checking Craigslist misconnections. Yeah. Because yes. Some of these connections get it's remarkable to me. But people are connecting.
Yeah.
God love them. Missed connections.
Missed connections.
Ladies wanted. I'm a good looking guy looking for any female to give me, quote, some much deserved loving, unquote. Are you that female? If so, contact me. I'm looking to do this today, so get on it, womans.
Wow.
Does it say red get on written. It, womans?
Get on it, womans. Red is written.
Much deserved. I would like to hear why he deserves it.
He doesn't. And I love how it's like, today. Oh, and by the way, today. That's just poor planning on your part.
Someone will hit him up, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's how it works.
Poor planning? Or just super spontaneous. You decide. Yeah.
There you go.
Missed connections.
The plumber I once knew. Not sure how to find you. You never really were licensed. I'm just a friend of a friend. But we really hit it off. I'm not with him anymore. And I'm staying at my sister's. So if you see this, respond here. I looked for you on that one dating site you were talking about, but didn't know your screen name.
Huh. I'm just going to go out there and say, I don't think your sister appreciates this at all.
No, I would agree.
Yeah.
Unless she's got a leaky pipe, in which case everybody wins.
Right.
Mr. Plummer, come to fix the sink.
Missed connections.
Who needs a license? Come on. We conclude with married couple for married couple.
Oh, God.
We're a married couple looking to change things up a little. We're looking for another married couple who'd like to join us and switch partners for a few days. You'll be compensated with not only great loving, but transportation, food, and alcohol as needed.
That's weird.
Depends on the level of need, I guess.
Craigslist missed connection.
It's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Maroon 5 on The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Good morning. Thank you for listening this morning. Thank you for joining us. And if you're just, I know this time has taken a toll on a lot of people. And if you're feeling down, maybe you feel like you need a little motivation. Tim is about to provide that by talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
That's right. If you need motivation, listen to Florence and the Machine. But if you need a little entertainment, let's go 90 Day Fiancé. If you're a fan, text in 314-531-9898. Had some great correspondence last week, so let's keep
TLC
that going.
TLC show, right?
Last week, TLC show. And I watch a spinoff called Before the 90 Days that's much more popular than I thought. I told you about the different characters. I saw people were doing cameos on like friends' feeds. All of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, everybody's watching this thing. So it feels good. Last week, we talked about David. So David had been dating a woman for 7 years that he had never actually met. And then he went over there, Lana, and we thought for sure she was fake. She was this beautiful 25-year-old, and he's this like, you know, older guy, and she showed up. It was remarkable. No one thought she would show up. She actually showed up. They gave us very little updates, very few updates on that, on the one I watched yesterday. They're really going to stretch this thing out until the finale, but it seems like she's into these dating sites, probably met some other guys, and kind of on the fence about David, so we're going to see how that goes. Today,
he had to pay to talk to her. Every time he wanted to talk to her online, he had to pay.
They're not completely clear about that. Obviously, these sites have advertisements and stuff, and I would imagine he pays some sort of membership fee. Mm-hmm. She said in an interview that she did not get paid by that site to talk to David or to anyone. That's what she said. So we'll see. We'll see. We got a little bit of a teaser next week. Anyway, today I'd like to talk about Jeffrey. Let me set the stage about Jeffrey real quick. Jeffrey is 41. He lives in Tennessee. He's from Tennessee, and he badly wants to get married. And I know if you're anything like me, you're thinking 41, that's way too young. but in Tennessee, it's like being 63 and I'm married. Anyway, so
all he meets this Russian all woman. Tennesseans, Tim at Y98.com.
No. So Jeffrey meets this Russian woman, Varya. He meets her online, and you know, they fall in love online, and he's like, I better go over there and meet her. So he plans to go to Russia for a couple weeks, and we see this play out throughout the season, his trip over there. There's ups and downs, but for the most part, they hit it off. They have some great times. He has to confess to her that he was in prison for a while. She kind of gets over that. She meets the family. He's in love with her, and luckily, he brought a ring over there, right? So he proposes. And she says she's not ready, which is totally fair. I mean, they've spent a total of less than 2 weeks together, so it's I get it. He's like ready to go. She's not. She says no. We kind of have to wait. He says, because he does it with like 24 hours left in Russia, he's like, listen, I need someone who knows, who gets it. I'm ready to do this. If you're not, that's it for us. And she's crushed because she wants to continue the relationship, but she's not ready to get married, right? She takes him to the airport, and he goes, all right, I'm going home, and I'm gonna move on without you. And she's upset and would like to keep in touch, but isn't ready to marry him. He gets on the plane, he goes, and he just stops responding to her, right? So no, she's texting, oh, I made a mistake, and I love you, and he's just not responding. In the meantime, he reconnects with an old flame who's sort of been around waiting for him, thinking, her name is Mary, thinking that Jeffrey would come around, and finally he does. We see them go on a date. 3 weeks pass from him getting back from Russia. Varya is still texting. He does not text her back, and he really moves forward with this Mary woman. Seemingly, she even moves in, right? Then Varya, who hasn't had any of her texts returned or anything, she says, I'm going over to get Jeffrey. Gets on a plane, shows up in the good old US of A, down in Tennessee, knocks on his door. Jeffrey answers, and who's behind him?
Mary!
Mary, the new gal.
Yeah, right.
Full-blown relationship. They go on one date, and he's basically like, do you want to be my life partner? Let's do this. And they're doing it. And then Varya shows up. Oh, and Mary said to him, before deciding to be his life partner, she's like, do you still talk to Varya? And he's like, no, that's behind me. Because Mary knew that he got down on her knee, proposed the whole thing, but that's all right. She wanted Jeffrey. So then Varya shows up, and Mary's right there. It's unbelievable.
It's so crazy. Almost like the producers planned it that way.
All right. It doesn't mean it's not hugely entertaining. So the two women start kind of barking at each other, and Varya's Russian. She is passionate, right? And it gets a little heated, and then they're like, sorry, wait for next week.
Okay, so I just realized something.
We're going to see the rest of that confrontation. And find out what happens with David and Lana, too.
I just realized something that you maybe left out. 90 Day Fiancé has to do with American men dating women, all women overseas.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They're all Russian.
Are they all like that?
No, I think
it's like mail order brides?
No. It's always some sort of international component, but the men aren't always the Americans. Sometimes it's the women. There's another couple where the woman's from the States, and then the guy is Australian.
I didn't realize it was like different countries, because somebody just texted in and said, OMG, 90 Day Fiancé is a train wreck, but I love it. Check out the new one starting in June, quote, the other way, where Americans go to live in other countries.
Yeah, so I guess the 90, I don't even know what 90 Day Fiancé proper is. I think they have to come over for 90 days before they can actually get married. I've never seen the real show. I've only watched this spinoff. But you better believe, especially if my lockdown continues, I will be getting into every form of 90 Day Fiancé, no matter what it is. If you've got thoughts, especially on Jeffrey and Varya and Mary.
Or if you have thoughts on Tim thinking that 41 is way too young to be married, but yet can't keep his eyes off 90 Day Fiancé, you can weigh in on that, too.
That was a joke. 314-531-9898. Text us. 314-531-9898.
Landfill.
Harry Styles on Y98. It's The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you ever are at home and want to listen to us on your smart speaker, it's real easy. Just tell that smart speaker to play Y98 St. Louis. Say, play Y98 St. Louis. You can also listen to us anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. Just go radio.com, download the app, and make sure you favorite Y98.
Yeah, I have some friends who get out in the morning and walk around and listen to us on the radio.com app. So, yeah. We're portable now.
Shout out walking friends.
I think getting out and walking helps with your mental health. I was just looking at the calendar because we've mentioned Groundhog Day so many times. I'm going on week 10 of being at my house. And yeah, it's I think it's taken a toll on everybody mentally. So thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it. You know, we're in this weird position where our sister station, KMOX, you know, they provide the news, the information for you, but we're kind of like an escape. We want to entertain you and make you laugh and share stories that we enjoy, like 90 Day Fiancé plot lines. but also we feel like, you know, we have the ability to make some things happen. And we know everyone's struggling in a different way, whether it's emotionally or mentally, or maybe you've lost your job, or you can't be close to your loved ones, and you're struggling right now. Everyone's struggling in a different way. So we want to do something to brighten people's day. We actually pulled off a really cool surprise a couple weeks ago for a few students, and we're going to reveal that tomorrow on the show. But we want more story. We want, like, if you have someone who needs cheering up, we want to help. We want to be, what would you call it?
The cheer uppers?
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Your conduit of cheer.
Neither of those sound good.
No,
yeah, somebody who needs a pick-me-up, just a little something that we can do. We want to hear from you. I'll have a whole website thing set up soon. But in the meantime, 314-531-9898. Little surprises, special things we're trying to do for people to just make things a little bit better. 314-531-9898. If you've got someone in your life, just tell us the story. You can also email any of us, Tim, Kevin, or Jen. It's just our names at Y98.com.
Coming up next. KYK.
It is 8:05. It is time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. No dining rooms at Salt and Smoke open yet, but they are continuing to do curbside contact-free carryout as well as delivery. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. Get on board. We're also on Instagram Live right now at The Wake Up Y98. Follow us on there. We've been posting the cage match videos, which are fun, and a lot of other great stuff on there. At The Wake Up Y98. And watch this segment live as it unfolds in real time. You hear that, Kev? Real time.
I hear it.
Last thing to
adjust my camera.
Natty Light is giving you a free case of beer for filing your taxes.
Sweet.
They're doing their part. They've teamed up with Tax Act, which is one of those, you know, online tax things. You do it and you get a rebate to go get a whole case.
Wow.
Not just a beer. That's a big deal. Because a lot of people like a beer to reward themselves at the end of filing their taxes. And
but
why
Natty
not a whole
Light,
case of Natty Light?
I mean, I'd rather just pay more taxes.
Wow. Wow. Man.
Come on. That joke wrote itself.
You hate St.
Jen
Louis.
Myers. Jen at Y98.com.
Yeah, anyway, you can choose between original Natter Days or Natural Light Hard Seltzer.
Oh, what's that Natter Days again? Is that like a flavored one?
I'm sure there's a flavor to it.
Right.
I'm going to look it up.
They did a survey asking people if they will eat at a buffet once all of this is over.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You guys? Lance? No.
Here's my buffet story. If you ever see me at a buffet, you'll look at me and say, why is that guy eating fried chicken with a knife and fork? There is a reason I do not pick up food at a buffet. I have not for years and years and years because I watch the behavior. And it's like, mm-mm. I've been like that for years. So,
but you'll interesting. Eat
it. Yeah, you won't pick it up, but you'll eat it?
I'll eat it, but Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, okay, so you go up there and you grab, let's say, the fried chicken with tongs. So you put that on your plate. Hopefully, I've not seen it. Hopefully, people are not going up to the buffet and grabbing things from the buffet with their hands.
Oh, you're worried about everyone touching the tongs and
right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not a... It depends what kind of buffet it is. If it's a brunch buffet, I'm all over it. That's about it, though.
Yeah, people are... And this did not say when there's a vaccine. It just said when the restrictions are lifted. 27 people said, yeah, they probably will. 65 said, no way. 8% are not sure.
8%? Oh.
They're going to wait. They're going to see how it goes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I was a huge... But no, that's not true. I guess in some... I like a good... Indian lunch buffet.
A good breakfast buffet.
A good buffet is a nice thing.
All the naan.
Na-na-na-naan. That's what I call it.
Okay. Can I go back to Natter Days, by the way? It's strawberry lemonade beer. So I reverse my stance. Yeah, I would totally take some Natter Days.
You felt the pressure. City of St. Louis calling out Navy product and you reverse. Oh, I love the lemonade. Yeah.
I would try Natter Days.
So many things reopening. So many restaurants reopening at limited capacity. We would encourage you to go over to camelx.com where they'll tell you all the different things that are coming up. But just a few as I was reading through it. Blood and Sand, the dining room there, May 26th, limited capacity. Cobalt Smoke and Sea, dining room patio are now open, limited capacity. The Wheelhouse downtown, which is a huge bar. This is interesting. Yeah. It's all reservations. So they're doing a brunch. You got to make reservations. But late night, which is really just means that them open as a bar, but you have to make reservations. No walk-ins at all. Which I think is interesting. Frida's reopening the sidewalk terrace real soon. Vindicette today is
they have open. That rooftop bar.
Yeah, they're open for dinner. Barcelona just reopened the patio and the dining room at 25% occupancy. Basso, City Coffee and Creperie, where I had breakfast not too long ago. Anyway, lots of places. So camelx.com, they'll have all the details on all the places and when they're opening, what the capacity is, what the situation is. And finally, so a lot of different places that maybe traditionally didn't offer delivery or carry out or anything like that decided to get into the game because they were shut down. One of those places, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
You know what? The whole article I read referred to it as Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a misspelling then.
But even this quote from the spokesperson who is employed by Mr. Charles Entertainment Cheese, they refer to it as Chuck E. Cheese. So I don't know because I've been corrected on this very radio show many times for saying
Listen,
Chuck E. Cheese.
I wish it were Chuck E. Cheese.
But it's Chuck E. Cheese. That's the name of the place.
Yeah. It's weird. Apostrophe it's Chuck E. Cheese's.
Well, someone needs to tell their spokesperson. Because, again, in the quote, they said Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I don't know. Charles is letting things slide, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind, you can imagine. regardless, they got into the game. But they knew that people weren't, you know, when going through their delivery app, they knew people weren't going to be like, oh, Chuck E. Cheese sounds great tonight, or Chuck E. Cheese is whatever. So they're listed on delivery apps as a fake local restaurant called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Pasquale's.
Because Pasquale is one of the characters when the band performs when you go to Chuck E. Cheese or Chuck E. Cheese's. And so they just made him into a place. So all these people were ordering pizza and wings thinking they were supporting a local place. But actually, it was going into Charles E. Cheese's pocket.
What?
I know.
Mm.
I don't. How do you feel about this as the Foodstuffs correspondent?
You know, I skipped right over deciding how I felt about that, because what's also out there now as this story breaks is the origin, the Chuck E. Cheese origin story, which I wasn't super familiar with, and it is really something. Do you guys mind if I share it?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Does it have to do with the founder founding another company?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the origin story for the mouse or rat himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So Charles Entertainment Cheese, as he's known, he grew up in an orphanage called St. Marinara's.
He
didn't even know his own birthday. He was in an orphanage. He didn't even know his own birthday. So he celebrates everyone else's birthday instead.
Oh, wow.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, so later he moved to New York looking for his big break, where he found a home above the kitchen of a pizzeria run by an Italian chef named Pasquale.
Pasquale.
So Pasquale discovers the pest in his kitchen, and you know, they were trying to kick him out, but he started singing. Pasquale was so shocked that he dropped his rolling pin. And he said, "A mouse that can sing? My restaurant is saved. I'm going to make you a star," he told the mouse. And then they started jamming together. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And then what? And then Charles murdered him in his sleep and changed the name of the restaurant to Chuck E. Cheese's?
That got dark unnecessarily.
Why isn't it called Pasquale's?
They started because he knew who the star was. That's the thing, you know. Pasquale.
It's a little too close to Ratatouille. Say that.
If Pasquale, this was long before Ratatouille. If Pasquale was good at two things, it was making pizza and recognizing talent. And that's why he called it either Chuck E. Cheese or Chuck E. Cheese's. Nobody's sure. Who can say?
Oh, well, actually, can I weigh in on that?
If you're on my side, you can.
Totally. I am on your side because I looked it up. Their website is chuckecheese.com, not Chuck E. Cheese's. And if you go to their frequently asked questions page on the site, listen to what it says here. What makes an ideal international Chuck E. Cheese?
Everybody site? Turn up your radio. Go ahead, Lance.
Not Chuck E. Cheese's. What's the size of a standard Chuck E. Cheese? Not Chuck E. Cheese's.
Mm.
The whole page lists every time it's Chuck E. Cheese, not Cheese's. That's their own website.
Straight from the rat. Because, man, have I gotten beat up over the last 2 years on this show for saying Chuck E. Cheese.
I feel like they just got rid of, I think, through the pressure. Listen, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying it's Chuck E. Cheese's, but I think they finally caved to the pressure.
This is Jen's second backpedal of this segment, just so that we're on the same page.
If we were in the same studio, I would...
Can't wait to see what
throw something
goes
at you.
Lance, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lance. I'm sending you a case of Natter Days.
Hey,
please take your time. Talk about traffic as long as you'd like.
Fortunately, I don't have a lot of info to share in that regard, so that's good. And lack of info usually, generally speaking, equates to...
Dua 198. It's a wake-up.
With Jen and Tim.
Rehearsal's overrated.
Right. We have a bunch of texts and emails, so thanks for writing in. You can always text us at 314-531-9898. Let's go back to, let's start with Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, let's do it. I was doing some research, too.
Okay.
Me too.
Someone texted, "Maybe you are wrong, Jen." Listen. Yes. It rarely happens.
Was it Tim that texted me?
Yeah.
No,
it's an interesting theory. I think it's got legs.
Wrong area code. Listen, I used to always call it...
Uh-oh.
Ooh, the George dog disagrees.
The dog says I'm never wrong, and if I'm wrong, refer to rule number one. I used to call it Chuck E. Cheese, and then this is like a long, long drawn out conversation on the show, which is so ridiculous. But it was Chucky. I used to call it Chuck E. Cheese, but then they changed it to Chuck E. Cheese's. I don't know. Somebody emailed and said it looks like it used to be Chuck E. Cheese's. If you do a Google image search, that's what the signs on the restaurant say.
Chuck E. Cheese's pizza.
Right.
Yeah. Except for a couple newer looking restaurants / logos that just say now Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, from what I could find online, somewhere about 2017, they did kind of a pilot remodel where they went to the Chuck E. Cheese name. And then apparently that really took hold last year when they went public as a company.
Huh.
So technically everybody's right. It was Chuck E. Cheese's for a while, but apparently officially now it is just Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
if you had to award someone as most right on this topic,
I'd say me.
I agree.
My argument was always like it's Chuck E. Cheese's, but that's wrong. It should just be called Chuck E. Cheese. The fact that it's Chuck E. Cheese's drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of the name, let's focus on what's important, how far that guy has come. I mean, from an orphanage, not even knowing his own birthday, so he chose to celebrate everyone else's. It's an American success story, no matter what you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, the whole backstory. The person who created Chuck E. Cheese also created what other Nintendo or something?
Atari.
Atari. Two huge things. Well, one and a half huge things. Atari and Chuck E. Cheese's. Okay, more 90 Day Fiancé text for you, Tim.
Yeah, people are on board, man. I mean, we're all waiting to see what happens with Jeffrey. What else did people say?
Oh, they're recommending a whole new world to us.
Recommending the other spinoffs. You guys gotta tune in. Yeah, I think the producers totally set up Varya coming to the U.S., probably paid for her ticket. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, but it doesn't mean it wasn't an awkward interaction. I'll tell you this. I don't think Mary, Jeffrey's new gal, I don't think she knew that was going to happen. And I cannot wait to tune in and find out how it all goes down.
90
and poor
Fiance.
Jeffrey. I don't know what you do when you're Jeffrey, you know, and the gal that you've professed your love to in the last 3 weeks, and then the Russian chick comes over. I don't know what, I mean, he just stood there and kind of smiled, and it was awkward, and then the ladies started barking at each other. Here's the thing. This is what's interesting. Normally in those types of things, when you see him on TV, there's a villain. I feel really bad for all three people involved. You know, I think it's fine that Jeffrey said, nope, no more Varya for me. I think it's fine that Varya wasn't ready to get married and now comes over. And I think Mary hasn't done anything wrong here at all. I feel bad for all three. And that's what makes this so compelling.
You've opened up a whole new world. We didn't even know 90 Day Fiancé was a show on TLC until last week, and now we're all hooked. We're all hooked.
I'm going to open my eyes to more of the TLC programming. I think half the shows on there are about little people, and I'm going to start watching them. I hope that's the right term and that I'm not a bad person, but I'm a little, big world, little, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm in. Completely in.
We'll look for a show recap soon. But entertainment.
That's just what the show is going to become, basically. Me commenting on TLC programming.
It's going to become Why 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Entertainment Schmig is up next. Fenway Park opening up for a special performance. I'll tell you about it in Entertainment Schmig in the next few minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness continues to lift local. We are stronger together. We will get through this together. This would be really cool if Busch Stadium is working on something like this. Fenway Park is opening up for the Dropkick Murphys to do a live streaming show. No fans in attendance. But Friday, May 29th, 6 p.m. Boston time, 5 p.m. our time, The lights go on at Fenway as they stream a concert. And they're going to have their friend Bruce Springsteen join them remotely.
The boss?
Yeah. They're going to play one of their songs together, one of his together. I guess he'll be on the Jumbotron. But, like, what a cool idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And raising money for a bunch of Boston charities.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dropkick Murphys in Boston at House of Blues, which is right by Fenway, on St. Patrick's Day one year. And it was one of the greatest things. I've also never seen so many people punched in the face before.
Doesn't get more Irish than that.
Yeah, you don't. There, you don't talk smack in Boston. You just immediately go to punching people in the face. It was awesome, but a great show. And that'll be—I'm going to watch that for sure. I wonder what Springsteen song they'll play.
I know. And like, are the Cardinals working on something similar? You need to call your friends with the Cardinals and see if Ludo can perform at Busch Stadium.
They'll say no.
Okay, it's worth a shot. They can't tell you no if you don't ask.
Us and Springsteen.
Totally.
Springsteen's singing about pterodactyls and stuff. I think it's great.
Harry Styles just dropped a new video for his song Watermelon Sugar, and holy moly, is he living his best life. The very beginning, it's just a black screen with some words, and it says, May 18th, 2020. This video is dedicated to touching. It's basically Harry Styles and, like, 12 girls on a beach eating watermelon in the most sexualized way. It's insane.
And he dedicated it to touching?
Yep. Couldn't look away.
Styles.
Holy cow.
What's the song called again? It's a good song.
Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. I'd like to dedicate this show to touching.
Pink, you know, she has recovered from coronavirus, as has her son. And because something good has come out of this. And it's that she found out her son Jameson has severe food allergies. Because of some of the blood testing that they had to do because of COVID, they realized he has really, really severe food allergies. He is allergic to wheat, dairy, and eggs. And she shared that while, like, sharing a new dessert recipe. She said, I want to share with you a vegan, gluten-free, egg-free cherry tart. She's like, I know just the sound of that is making some of you barf, but trust me, it's really good. And we're making this because she learned her son basically can't eat, like, a ton of stuff. And they have a cherry tree in their backyard, so shared this recipe with people.
Harry Styles dedicated his video to touching.
I know, and I
kind of love it. I'm kind of
I've got to watch it.
Support that move. It's so out of touch. I love it. No pun intended.
You've got to watch it.
I am watching it right now.
Okay. I'm going to talk about Timothy Chalamet. We watched that Graduate Together, the LeBron James graduation tribute to the class of 2020, and Chalamet shows up.
I think I just realized what this song is about. I didn't know it until I watched this video. All right, sorry. You're talking about Chalamet?
Timothy Chalamet took a picture of his pantry, and apparently, because they're just trolls everywhere, people were dragging him through social media because he has a box of Kraft mac and cheese in there.
What?
I know. Chalamet. He enjoys the Kraft mac. Who cares?
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. But another little food note. Sammy Hagar. He's apparently enjoying time in the kitchen. He wants to get back on the road. And much like Kevin, he can't drive 55. Kevin just got pulled over by the police for speeding for the first time in his life.
And got a verbal warning. Thank you again.
Yeah, because then they looked and realized that he normally drives under the speed limit. But Sammy Hagar said he's enjoying doing nothing for the first time in his life, but he has been watching Ozark and Breaking Bad. Tim is just, his eyes are wide open watching this orgy basically happening on the beach.
Whoa. First of all, This Harry Styles video is not safe for work. Second of all, but it's not, I mean, it's not like way not safe for work. It's just you don't want somebody.
You don't want somebody to see you watching it.
Yeah, you haven't been in the office in a while. It's your first day back and you're cranking Harry Styles. People are going to be like, what happened to you over your quarantine? And I got to say, I didn't see this coming from him. But also, they shouldn't have be bragging about the fact that they just shot this, right?
I'm wondering if it was shot before...
Well, and just released?
May 18th is when the video came out, but I feel like it was filmed before all of this. Hoping it was filmed before all of this.
I guess you're right, but why put a date on the beginning of it? People typically don't do that. They are having fun, though. I will tell you that. They are... They're having a good time.
No one is listening or tuning in anymore because everyone has Harry Styles video on. Someone else who's celebrating touching Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara. They're expecting their first child together. So congrats to them.
They probably watched this video and the next thing they knew.
Spontaneously pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a risk. By the way, that's one of the side effects that they list at the end of the video. So just know that going in. That's Entertainment Schmick. Sponsored
by... You can have Joaquin Phoenix's baby. Specifically.
Sponsored by Club Fitness and...
JT on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Time for celebrity birthdays. Let's start off with an oldie but a goodie. How old is Dusty Hill from ZZ Top?
Old. They've looked old since the 80s.
Yeah, that's true.
80. I'm going to say 80.
76?
Lance?
Oh, he's going to be disappointed he missed this one.
Right.
So sorry. That was my bad. 74.
71.
What? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, so they were really young when they looked older.
Yeah, because I think they're on their 50th year together.
Man.
Wow.
Huh.
All right, how old is Jenny Berggren? Don't know the name, you know the group. She's the lead singer of Ace of Base.
I mean, Ace of Base is a vocal group, and I think some people would take exception to you calling her the lead singer. Is she the brunette?
I don't have that information. Oh, I'll let you know. Give me a second.
Slow birthday.
Oh.
The brunette from Ace of Base. Oh, man. That was like early 90s.
Ulf Ekberg, Jonas Berggren, Lynn Berggren, and Jenny Berggren. Did you know three of them were siblings?
Berggren brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's sister.
I didn't know that. Huh. Man, I don't know. 56.
50.
46.
48.
Really? Wow.
Let me see here.
I'm trying to look her up.
Jenny's the brunette, okay, by the way. Lynn is the blonde, which I feel like she was maybe more of the lead singer.
I left you. Oh. That was my favorite part. Which I believe was the blonde.
Yeah.
All right, you said it was a slow birthday day. Well, let's slow things down a little bit more with the one and only Sam Smith.
Oh, won't you stay with me? All I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling,
You're keeping score at home. Kevin started with one of the guys from ZZ Top. Second, someone from Ace of Base. And buried as the third lead, Sam Smith.
Oh, I don't think you got to do order on this.
Okay.
Because you can't go from Sam Smith to one of the people from Ace of Base.
32.
I'd say 29.
33.
28.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Tim.
Thank you.
And finally, when he's not with The Who, he sings awesome solo. How old is Pete Townsend?
But people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love. When everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. That my love opened the door. That my love opened the door. That my love opened the door.
Townsend, fascinating to me.
You're real in.
Not a nice person, I don't think so.
You don't think?
I mean, I don't think he's a bad person, but he says
that
some
weird story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He also just has some quotes that are questionable. He said something like, I kind of enjoy the quote, but like, the more people I meet, the more fascinating, the more people I meet, the more fascinated I become with myself, or something like that. Jeez. It's like, yeah, that's on brand for you, Pete. Man, I... Boy, were we off on ZZ Top. I gotta think... 75.
75 is right! Oh, nice! There you go. Those are your celebrity birthdays for today. Happy birthday if you're having one as well. And Lance now has your final look at 198 traffic.
Some parts of town getting some pretty decent rain at this point, so I don't know if that's playing into some of these crashes that have popped up.
He comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but...
Camila Cabello on Y98. It is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
No matter what you're doing, if you're still at home, if you are at work, if you've been working this whole time, thanks for listening to us on Y98. The St. Louis Zoo is talking about reopening, and they've submitted their plans to the city. But this aquarium in Australia says some of their fish have been showing signs of depression and loneliness during the lockdown because they haven't been able to watch people through the glass.
Really?
Wow.
But then you hear about other animals happy and they're hooking up for the first time because there's not people around.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, sometimes it's a two-way street. Who's watching who is what I say. Who is watching whom?
It affects us all. I guess it affects them all differently, just like it affects us all differently.
Yeah. It's
some people enjoying themselves. Some people freaking out.
Yeah. But the St. Louis Zoo has submitted their plans to the city, and apparently the city said there are a couple modifications that they're talking about. They're eyeing an early June reopening, but things at the St. Louis Zoo are going to look different. I mean, we're so lucky. My kids, we've been to different zoos, San Diego Zoo, and what's the one that Jack Hanna?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Zoo. Where they're amazing zoos, but I mean, they cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky that we have the St. Louis Zoo and it is free. And you can kind of like come and go as you please, but it looks like you'll have to buy a timed ticket. The zoo will still be free, but you will have to make a reservation so that you can go in at a certain time. And they say that everyone will have to wear a mask. You just can't show up and get in. They may have walk-up visitors allowed, but only if someone who makes a reservation doesn't show up.
Mm.
They said that that will help with the number of guests that come through. They'll have about one-third the amount of guests they normally do. But keeping distance isn't really an issue. Like, it's so spread out at the zoo. Right. I don't think I've ever felt, like, cramped or, like, too close to people.
I wonder if the train will run.
Yeah.
You know, the train's a big deal. The zoo's free. The train costs $1,000 a ticket. And I wonder if they'll still do it.
maybe like certain, only certain seats, but then do you have to wipe down the seats? I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
All questions that I'm glad I don't have to answer.
I bet it's not running, if I had to guess. And will the animals have masks on?
No.
Picture, it's funny. I would pay to get into that zoo. A hippo, a flamingo. Those are just two examples of animals I would pay money to see.
Oh my gosh, a hippo. How much fabric do you need for that one?
Right.
Oh, not nearly as much as you need for a flamingo. I mean, opposite of what I just said. But the point is, I would pay the train prices for that.
The class of 2020 may not have gotten the typical prom, graduation, or end-of-the-year festivities, but that doesn't mean we can't still celebrate.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, and Kevin as we count down to Memorial Day weekend. I said it yesterday. A couple of people in my neighborhood said, oh, you going anywhere for Memorial Day weekend? And that's when I realized, like, oh, Memorial Day weekend is coming up.
Yeah.
Like, all the days are a blur. And also, I haven't really planned anything. We were kind of taking the wait and see approach, but now as things are starting to open up, now I think is when we're starting to think about, are we doing something? What are we doing? Are we going somewhere? Where are we going? A lot of people are thinking about it too. And a lot of people have spent their time during the lockdown actually planning vacations.
Honestly, that would have been a smart idea. You know, it's funny. Sarah and I were planning to take our first, you know, couples trip out of the country.
Oh, yeah, here. You were going to Mexico.
Yeah, and all that got, you know, put aside. And I don't even know when that will be rescheduled.
Good, you know? Thing is, your passport is good for 10 years, yep. I think, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So you will use it.
Right.
You will get a stamp in there. 44% of people have used their time in lockdown to plan at least one trip. And people, I think their trips are looking different this summer.
I would think a lot of people are looking to explore, like, the national parks. Yeah. Simply because it's open, it's outdoors, and it just seems to be that's the drivable thing, you know? You don't have to really, you know, and yet you can explore America that way.
Yeah, about a third of people say they would rather drive than fly because it feels safer, and they said that would add an average of like 6.5 hours to the average person's trip.
Yeah, I'm going to be driving.
Yeah.
And definitely, yeah, like you said, Kev, space. I'm not going to any music festivals. Not that they exist anyway, right. But you want to avoid that stuff. I'm wondering if there are stats on flying that we haven't seen or that are sort of being not hugely publicized. Aren't you curious about that?
Yeah.
You think about the recycled air, and you know, people have been doing it enough, and they've got to know, but it still makes me anxious.
They're cleaning the planes every single night.
Yeah. So it's like one of the cleanest places, probably one of the cleanest places on the planet would be in a plane right now.
But it's the air, right?
It's the air. Yeah. Yeah. If you're cleaning a restaurant every time between people coming in and out, then that's great. That's good enough for me. You know what I mean? But
right.
Plane situation is a little different. Now, someone much smarter than me could be like, it doesn't matter, and here's why. But I've yet to hear that information. I'm very curious about it.
Yeah. They say most people, when it comes to trips planned, so like a third of people are still going to go to the beach or like a vacation home. Cross-country trips, like you said, Kev, to national parks or a place that's more than one state away, about a third of people. Same with visiting friends. Lots of staycations, whether it's your own state or a neighboring state, about 40% of people. But the majority of people said that their big trip this year is going to be visiting family. About half of people said they'll do that and do a road trip to visit family.
I wonder how many Airbnbs will be impacted. Too, you know? I mean, will more people choose that over a hotel? Here again, like the recycled air or whatever, but then there's a different, I don't know, that's going to be interesting to see.
That's a good question. I would say, yeah, more people who maybe haven't done Airbnbs in the past are giving it more of a shot. I don't know.
So?
Or with the hotels, do you get the crazy clean, you know, like the cleaning's more intense and therefore it's safer. I don't know.
Yeah. I just read this whole thing on Airbnbs that there's a group of, like a third of people in the U.S. who run Airbnbs just have one property that they rent out.
Mm-hmm.
But then there, the next group, is they have between 5 and 25 properties.
Wow.
And then another third have over 25 properties. And all these people, like during Airbnb, the Airbnb boom just kept like acquiring all of these properties. And now they're in trouble because all of their income completely dried up. And all of a sudden, rent and mortgages are due on all these properties, and they're in trouble.
Yeah.
So
they are in trouble.
You might not find as many Airbnb listings as you did a few months ago.
And but also good prices. I mean,
yeah.
Looking for a deal.
Yeah.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Thank you, St. Louis, for being calm, patient, and understanding. Let's continue to show everyone our best. The class of 2020 may not have gotten the typical prom, graduation, or end-of-the-year festivities, but that doesn't mean we can't still...
engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.